inks barely dry. Elisa Brady, Fox News. And already, President Biden's budget blueprint is taking heat from the right and the left.
Senator Bernie Sanders says this: at a time when we are already spending on the military more than the next 11 countries, we do not need a massive increase in defense spending. But this budget could increase spending on social programs, too. It actually leaves a hole to be filled later for the cost of the social spending package.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House to help pay for it. The president is proposing a minimum tax of 20% on households worth more than $100 million and an increase in the corporate tax rate, but the plan also assumes much lower inflation than the current rate. A proposal that's drawn national attention and criticism is signed in Florida, where Fox's Evan Brown is live.
At least Florida's new Parental Rights Act is now signed into law. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida lawmakers were moved to act, hearing of how other states from California to Connecticut introduced kids as young as five to transgenderism.
This is inappropriate for kindergartners and first graders and second graders. Parents do not want this going on in their schools.
Speaking at a school in Spring Hill, north of Tampa, the law prohibits classroom instruction of sexual matters for young kids and would allow parents to sue the schools if they do. Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. Opponents argue the measure marginalizes the LGBTQ community. Ukraine's president signaling what's not on the table as Ukraine and Russia head for another round of peace talks.
Territorial integrity to Vladimir Zelensky means he will not give up the eastern section of his country, the Donbass region, or the land bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. Russia says now in phase two of this war, that is exactly what they want.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. Meantime, Ukrainian forces claiming they've retaken two towns, a Kyiv suburb and another in the east. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A strike threat at major grocery stores in Southern California.
Thousands of grocery store workers at Ralph's, Albertsons, and Vaughn's have voted to authorize a strike if labor talks continue to fail. They broke down earlier this month. This grocery store worker told Fox 11 outside of a voting location that inflation is really hurting them.
We have members that live in their cars, that work night crew. We have members with food insecurities, and we work in grocery stores, and we still have to go to food banks to feed our families.
They asked for $5 to $8 an hour in raises for most workers and note their essential status during the pandemic. The grocery stores say they're willing to pay more, but not that much more, and say they also have to keep prices affordable and maintain a sustainable business. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A partial rebound in ratings for the Oscars. More than 15 million viewers in preliminary Nielsen numbers after last year's record low, under 10 million. Best Picture, Coda, and the other winners last night were overshadowed by an unplanned event.
Comedians are weighing in on the Will Smith Chris Rock Oscar incident that saw Smith slap Rock over a joke referencing Jada Pinkett Smith's alopecia.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
The clip, courtesy of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and ABC, that hit close to home, especially for those in the stand-up circuit. Conan O'Brien tweeted, "Just saw the Will Smith slap. Anyone have a late night show I can borrow just for tomorrow?" Rosie O'Donnell wrote, "Bravo to Chris Rock for not eviscerating Will Smith." In 2018, Pinkett Smith spoke publicly about alopecia and her hair loss. Director Judd Apatow described the attack as out of control rage and violence. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's down 53 points, but it had been down 300 at one point, and the NASDAQ is now up more than 100. Oil prices heading south, down near 105 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.